When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Much requested. You couldn't believe the numbers that came in for people that wanted to see the Pierce Brosnan James Bond franchise covered in full by two idiots.
Were we included in that? Did I get a vote?
You didn't get a vote. Do you want to vote now?
I vote no.
It's too late.
Ah, and I watched it.
And you know what?
I enjoyed this one.
Me too.
It's not this Pierce Brosnan Bond movie that I feared watching, rewatching. It's all the ones after this.
Because
the Daniel Craig Bond movies, I feel like the Brosnan era has a great opening movie.
Yes.
And then a rapid decline.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because both GoldenEye and Casino Royale are both directed by Martin Campbell.
Is that an accident? Probably not. They probably went, he made a good one. That was the last good one. Can we get that guy to come back?
Let's get that guy again, and they have diminishing returns for the rest.
Exactly. And look, these videos also will be diminishing returns, no doubt. But hey, leave a like on this one at the very
that's right,
least.
Yeah.
This will be the best one, hopefully. Because we've got a bunch of stuff to cover. That's with extended audio. That's a great gag for the extended audio, don't you think?
You did a really good gag then. Yeah, made it seem like you stumbled over your words, but you didn't?
That's right.
Wow.
Because we've got a bunch of stuff to cover. Do you want to hear how Pierce Brosnan, or maybe you know about this, came upon this role?
I believe, and you can correct me,
I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready. I believe he auditioned for it in the past.
Yes.
But he was also doing a detective show called Remington Steele, and so he couldn't get out of that contract.
Yes.
And so the role of Bond was given to a different Bond, Timothy Dalton?
That's right.
George Lazenby.
Yeah.
Timothy Dalton,
that's right. It was the 80s. It was the edgy Bond. Well, one of the first edgy. There's been many Bonds. Do people know that? Is it important to point that out? Because people will probably tell us in the comments that there's been a few of them. Yeah.
David Niven, also a Bond.
Also a Bond.
Not officially.
Not officially.
Woody Allen, we don't talk about it.
So yeah, there was supposed to be a 1991 sequel, which was going to be this movie. It was supposed to be The Property of a Lady, based on the Fleming short story, but there were legal issues over the ownership and what happened because of License to Kill, because it didn't do super well. There's always legal troubles with Bond for some
reason.
There
really is, yeah.
And so by the time it came
around... Probably because Ian Fleming stole a lot of ideas.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. So by the time it came around to filming this one, the Broccoli family, you know, who run the Bond
Absolutely.
Franchise. You know what they're
about. Barb Broccoli and the other... Albert Broccoli.
Yeah. They said, Dalton, you should come back. And he said, I'll come back, I'll do one. And they're like, no, if you come back, you got to do like four. Because it's been quite a long time. You come back and you do one and then you kill the franchise if you run off. So he's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do anything ever again, he said, until Hot Fuzz.
That's right.
I'm sure he did stuff in the
then
middle.
Then I'm going to turn in a great performance for Hot Fuzz.
Exactly.
Then I'm going to be in Penny Dreadful, I think, is what he said, maybe.
That's right. Doctor Who. I'm in one of those seasons. Remember that?
Yeah.
Time Lords or something.
I think I'm in the Doom Patrol in some universes.
So this actually isn't based on any novel. It is the first one ever.
Original content,
Mm-hmm. But the name comes from Ian Fleming's Jamaican beach house, which is named after a World War II thing that he did in World War II. You know, he was sort of a spy guy.
You know, when you cowered in fear, they called that a golden eye.
Well, everyone knows this, I'm sure, but it's like the fantasized version of what he kind of wanted to do in the war, because he did a lot of war room kind of espionage stuff. He wasn't out in the field shooting people like a James Bond.
He was in a boardroom shooting people.
Like a James Bond also.
Right.
What's the plot of this, would you say?
All right.
Oh, they got Pierce Brosnan anyway, so
that's
he's
Bond. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
And you know what? Looks the part, definitely looks
100%.
The part. Especially in this one.
Yes.
He's got great hair for 1995 or any year.
Yeah.
That's some good looking hair.
It's that Christian Bale American Psycho hair.
Yeah, it's looking good.
It's looking real good.
It's looking real good. Yeah. Okay, but from what I can gather, the plot is the villains want to acquire GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
No, I don't like the theme song. By the way, the plot is the villains want to acquire GoldenEye, which is an EMP. Eye. Are you familiar with what an EMP is? It's an electromagnetic pulse.
I am after this movie.
This, I think, was one of the earliest times in the cinema I learned what an electromagnetic pulse was. And then I learned it again in every movie that's ever been made since. I get it now.
We have a rule where your movie automatically loses a point. If that means anything, which obviously it doesn't, it's an arbitrary thing I just said, but if you explain what an EMP is, this one definitely gets a pass because it's one of the first.
Yeah, it explains that it's an electromagnetic pulse. It's the side effect of a nuclear blast that defeats and shuts down all sorts of electronic devices.
All those things.
Oh no, we've just lost a point, haven't we?
Yeah, we certainly have.
Oh no. Anyway, they want to steal it.
Yeah.
So they can then computer hack into some computers, some financial computers, and steal a bunch of money and then set off GoldenEye so there's no record of what they done.
Yeah, and what's GoldenEye?
They get off scot-free.
I'd never seen satellite imagery like this in a movie as well. I know what they didn't really use a satellite, but just the idea that you could see someone from space, I was like, people can do, oh my God, is that true? Yes, they could definitely do that.
It's the mid-90s, what have I been doing? Oh, it's the mid-90s and I'm a teenager, what have I now been up to that they could see?
They saw where I kept all my pogs when I buried them in the woods.
That's right.
The opening of this film is terrific.
Yeah, it opens with James Bond. First of all,
a stuntman, you should say.
A stuntman who looks kind of like Pierce Brosnan leaping off the side of a dam, and that looks incredible. It's a real stunt.
Yep.
He did it for real.
Because Bungie was big at the time.
Bungie was big
just
at the
time. Just like Parkour was big at the time of Casino Royale.
That's right, exactly.
Just like clowns were big in the 80s when Roger Moore did that.
That's right.
Big things are happening.
That's right.
Yeah.
That sequence I certainly remembered and really enjoyed from the first time I watched it. What I enjoy is that Pierce Brosnan's first appearance as Bond and his first piece of dialogue and his witty rejoinder first happens when he's upside down in a men's toilet. I think that's fun.
Absolutely it is, yeah. I find him very convincing as Bond, in this one in particular. I think he's suave and the one-liners aren't too over the top.
That's
at this
true,
point.
Yeah.
They become worse. And I also think Janis, 006s.
Yes.
I think he's a great foil for him.
Yeah.
Again, looks the part. He's the kind of guy that would be running around doing missions, but also, is that guy evil? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it's also, you know, at this point, Bond has yet to be rebooted. So he's been doing the Bond thing for decades. And it's quite amazing that...
Yeah, he did that weird golden gun thing.
Exactly. That nobody else in the 00 series has gone bad at this point.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... They've had it coming, if we're honest.
I can't believe, if we're just getting into... This is the part of the video where, hey, remember this? They put him in a helicopter. There's multiple points, and it's very much a Bond trope, where they just leave him alone and presume that he's going to die.
They explain most of the plot first, and then they leave him to
You're
die.
Right. Again, that's James Bond.
Yeah.
But they leave him in a helicopter. He awakens to a screaming woman, and the eject button is just next to his
yeah,
head.
Right, uh-huh.
Terrific stuff.
We'll take away all his gadgets so he can't, you know, so he can't use those.
Yeah.
Let's just hope he hasn't done any stretching, any government mandated stretching in the last half hour.
What do you think of the Bond girls, or the Bond women as they're more known now?
I have a few notes.
Sure.
So obviously we have the villain Bond girl, that Xenia Onatopp. It's a little subtler than your days of Pussy Galore, as an example.
A little.
Just a little. I have two notes about her. Kind of sweaty all the time, comma, horny for murders. Do you think that's accurate? Yeah.
How strong are the thighs on that woman?
Very powerful.
They must be.
On a top's plan,
yes.
Here's the initial part of her plan, which it's one of those plans where you don't really think about it at the time in the cinema, but then literally decades later, you will do a podcast about it and a video, and you will rewatch it again and you'll think about it. Her plan initially is to seduce an admiral.
Yes.
Kill the admiral.
Yes.
Steal his identification.
Yes.
And then board an aircraft carrier accompanied by an associate of hers disguised as the admiral so she can steal a helicopter.
Yes.
But what happens is they take the ID and they go to the aircraft carrier. And the guard looks at it for 2 seconds and he just hands it back and they just get on. Yeah. So I would say maybe rather than do that and make up 006 so he looks like a man he looks nothing like at all.
Is that 006 or is it that weird Russian dude?
Who knows? But either way, the much easier thing to do would maybe make a fake ID.
Oh, yeah.
Just put whoever's face on it and be like...
Nobody's looking at anything or scanning anything.
But again, she's horny for murder, so I guess...
That's what she's about, yeah.
What do you think about the stunts in this movie?
Good. You know, there is a bit of green screen, blue screen kind of compositing, you know, like at the bottom of the opening, the bungee, when he's flying into the airplane.
The second stunt, of course, is that he needs to escape from the Russian base and he starts up a plane, but then he falls out of the plane and the plane goes off a cliff. So he leaps from the cliff and then he sort of free fall maneuvers his way back into the plane.
Terrific stuff.
Which it's right on the realm of believability for Bond. Like, yeah. You'll never see Daniel Craig do this, I don't think.
No, absolutely not. Days.
But in retrospect, what I'd probably do is rather than risk dashing myself against some rocks, you know, thousands of feet below, is I'd probably just hop over the edge, wait till all the soldiers go home for dinner, just walk home.
Have a cigarette. Though he doesn't cigarettes in this
not
one.
Not anymore.
He doesn't cigarettes anymore. Smokes a cigar in one of the later ones. The other Bond woman is fine, I think. I think she's good.
Isabella Scorupco,
yeah,
yes.
She's one of the better ones in this batch of films, I think, because there are some... Well, there's one in particular which we'll get to, which is not great, but... I think she's good. I think she's a good match for him. Apparently, we find out in the sequel novel, for the next movie, that she ends up marrying some other dude. And he's like, good for her, because obviously I could never be happy with one person. So that's
true. Yeah. Look, my final note on this, relating to the end of the movie, he's having some romantic back and forth with her, and he says, oh, what could possibly go wrong? And then he never sees her again. So I don't know what happened. I guess you married that guy.
I guess. Yeah. Did you know this is the only, and we need to check this week to week, Pierce Brosnan movie that doesn't end with him lying on top of a woman? Not movie, Bond movie, I should specify.
I was gonna say, right. Yeah. Because I haven't seen Mamma Mia, so I don't know.
There's some people I also want to point out who I think are great in this. Alan Cumming as Boris is terrific.
Yeah. I have a note here. Does Boris draw his own caricatures? Because they're quite good. He's got a little cartoony representation of himself.
Sure.
And his co-worker. I mean, he's a pervert.
It was the 90s. That's what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Dennis Nedry? One of those ones.
I mean, it's a good performance. That character is just kind of a collection of catchphrases.
Yes.
I feel he's the kind of guy who'd give himself his own.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nickname.
I tried to count the pen clicks.
Right.
I couldn't. I tried to find online if somebody counted the pen clicks. You can't.
Well, that's if you build it, they will come. I think maybe that's right. The next video. I wonder. I have a note here.
Sure.
Because obviously James Bond is given all his gadgets by Q as usual.
Oh my God.
He's given a car filled with rockets and turbochargers and ejector seats that of course he never uses any of in this movie.
Does he use the belt?
He does use the belt, yes, to escape. There's a prison escape later on before the tank chase, and he uses it then.
I kind of tune out in the tank chase. I shouldn't because it's spectacular, but I'm like, I get it. He's in a tank.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, and one of the things Q gives him obviously is a pen. Yep. Three click. It's a grenade. Three clicks arms it. Three clicks disarms it.
Yes.
And I've got here. I wonder how many MI6 agents were killed in 1995 by their own exploding pens before Q put a click counter on them. I reckon like 3 or 4, probably.
Almost certainly.
Just people in the field going, "Oh, it's my last chance." Oh, no, it's okay. Everything's cool. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How many times have I clicked this?
He is a fantastic carryover from the previous
Desmond,
films.
The great Desmond Llewellyn,
and he still feels sharp in this one. You see a bit of the decline.
Yeah.
But it's a really fun throwback scene. You see all the visual gags happening in the background. It almost doesn't fit in this kind of movie, but think it 100% works.
No, this one's really quite good. You know, especially at the time, it felt fresh and new, but it also sort of definitely, and you know, the new Bond, obviously, but it sort of felt in line with the ones from the 70s and the 80s.
Yes.
Because I think partly because it was made on film, so it still feels kind of, you know, real and not made on video. And also because like all the briefing rooms are all, then they haven't gone to like steel and glass and holograms. They're just like wood panel and like leatherette, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Which is again, something that I've been saying for a long time, take Bond back to the 60s. Mm-hmm. When you reboot it, you set it in that time period of the original films and you get all the retro gadgets and the retro sets and the retro cars. I think it'd be fantastic. And also, everything's not on a smartphone then.
That's true, yeah.
You know, he has to carry like 8 different devices that his phone could do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Love the watch, by the way, the watch laser.
Oh, yeah. Great inclusion. That's a classic.
Yeah. Did you know that for the video game, which we'll get to, they went around and they photographed everything that they could in this film, including Boris's shirt, to get that design into the game.
So they were filming the movie?
Yeah. They went down just for a day and just did everything that they could.
Wow.
There was like 10 people that worked on that game. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll get to it.
My
surprise,
goodness.
Maybe.
Yeah. A bit of surprise there, yeah.
I also want to make mention of Judi Dench.
I've written here, all caps, Judi Dench.
Yeah, and that's really, what else do you say, really? She's a great inclusion. The funny thing is, M being a woman was the idea of Lois Maxwell, who was the original Miss Moneypenny,
because
she wanted to come back and be the new M.
Okay, yeah.
And they went, that's a great idea for somebody else.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and look, I love Judi Dench. You can't really fault it, but that's rough.
Like, and look, for the next movie, we want to cast a Lois Maxwell type. Lois, do you know anyone like that? The only one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like
This we got Samantha Bond.
Yes.
As Moneypenny this time around.
Yeah.
Again, in this one, she's kind of sharp and acerbic, and she's got like a rejoinder for every one of Bond's kind of, you know, lascivious come-ons.
She hates him.
Yeah, she absolutely hates him. But then in later movies, she just becomes like super horny for Bond
in VR and
stuff.
She kisses him with hologram glasses
on. Exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, there's a few things I feel like we need to talk about, and this I feel is your area more than mine.
Okay.
Theme song you mentioned.
I don't love it.
It's okay.
It's no From Russia with Love or even
Live and Let Die.
Yeah, Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds Are Forever.
That's right. But you know, Goldeneye, something, something.
Goldeneye. Yeah.
It's also it's also I think maybe the last opening sequence where it's just naked women doing naked women stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like they weren't. Should we put some clothes on them now? Just be naked. They're gold.
They're
naked
in a
women.
Pool, then they're out of the pool, and they're naked. And someone shooting a gun.
Should we put some roulette stuff in front of them? Nah, just naked women, I reckon.
So the other thing I wanted to mention is the car. It wasn't out at the time.
Oh, the BMW Z3. Mm. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. You a fan?
At the time, sure. But it has not aged well. I mean, what has certainly aged well is the Aston Martin DB5, which has in the opening sequence. Yeah. And the hair, yeah. Mm.
But I think the thing about that car is as well that I read, you mentioned earlier how we don't see any of the gadgets in the car. This extended audio bit's amazing, don't you?
How do you keep all this in?
I don't know.
Wow.
So you mentioned earlier about how we don't see any of the action. Fucking hell. Okay. You mentioned earlier we don't see any of the tricks in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's because it was such a new model that they didn't have time to put it into the movie.
Oh, I see.
So that's why.
And also BMW are probably like, don't show the Stinger missiles in the car because everybody will want Stinger missiles.
Exactly, yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention is it's the 90s. You're a man of clothes.
Oh,
how we do it here?
Look, this, again, we're in an era and a Bond. Like, Daniel Craig could not pull off, like, a cable knit sweater and an ascot. He absolutely could. Daniel Craig could not pull off a double-breasted blazer with golden buttons. I contemplated wearing one today to the recording.
Really? For no reason.
For no reason.
For nobody to see.
For nobody to see. Could Daniel Craig pull off just a tactical fishing gear for the finale? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Kind of. Yeah. But it's just in that 1990s sweet spot.
Yeah.
Everything's slightly too big.
Yeah.
Don't think about
it. That's what we love about it. Also, just want to quickly mention about the finale. That bit where he's dropped onto the satellite dish, I don't know if you notice, but that dude breaks his leg so fucking hard.
The stuntman does.
No, the body. The
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You know, it's not real, I assume.
Sure, yeah.
I wound it back and went, did that guy just break his leg in 8 places? It is brutal. Ben will put in a slow-mo. Thanks, Ben.
But again, for the amount of distance he dropped, he's getting off quite lightly.
Yes.
The fact that the character of 006 is still supposed to be alive, having dropped like 300 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you have to. He has to stay alive so the satellite dish can fall on him.
Anyway, I'm proud of him.
Mm.
Now, I do want to talk about some alternate casting for this, because there were some other choices other than Brosnan.
I'm ready.
Before we do that, we got to get into the video game, right?
Let's play the video game. Specifically, you can play the video game and I can comment over the top of it.
Terrific.
Because I do not want to play that video game.
Hello, everyone. Just quickly, this is James here, Mr. Sunday Moment. Just to let you know that the video game portion of this audio podcast is only in the video, because you wouldn't be able to see it. It would make no sense. We'd just be like, watch me shoot this guy, and you wouldn't see it. You'd be like, what guy? What guy? So I'm telling you, you can skip on over to that. It's probably linked below. I probably remember to do that. All right, goodbye. I think as far as early video game movie adaptations, it manages to hit pretty close to what it's supposed to be. It's not just a side-scroller and you're the Terminator or whatever they used to do.
That's true,
you go on the missions, you meet the people. There are additions to it, but I think it does a pretty good job of replicating the movie.
Absolutely.
That's what I think. Anyways, I said that we talk about alternate casting.
Please.
And here it is. In consideration, a lot of these are rumoured, obviously, Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, is Mr. James Bond.
That's right. Ended up in the new franchise. Mel Gibson.
Okay, well, again, it was the 90s, so
it was the 90s.
He was in contention for every major role at the time.
That's it. It said that Sam Neill auditioned, but he actually auditioned in the 80s. And he realized at the time, he's like, I'm not going to get this and I feel dumb. There's footage of that. It actually doesn't look too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Liam Neeson turned it down. He would have been a big lumbering.
Well, he's gotten his in the modern era,
That's
hasn't he?
That's
you know?
Very true. And yeah. Paul McGann was going
to... Oh, the Eighth Doctor?
The Eighth Doctor. He was going to do it if Brosnan didn't do it. So, yeah, like you said... Didn't end up that way, and he was Doctor Who for a minute, and then he did it for another minute.
He's had
like 15 years later.
Look, in the future, everybody will have 2 minutes of being the Doctor, so that's very exciting, isn't it?
I cannot wait. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage.
Oh, I have some side notes.
Oh,
I just made some notes for this one because I'm a big fan of the Bond franchise generally. So if you just want to, you know, just enjoy these.
okay, sit back everyone.
This is Meso's stray thoughts at the end is what
Love
it is. An early scene with James Bond is he's getting evaluated by an MI6 psychologist and later he gives her, quote, a very thorough evaluation.
A root,
exactly. But I would just enjoy it if later M reads back that report to Bond and it just says bad at sex. I thought that would be funny. I've got a note here. It says in 1995, an incoming email was a full screen event. Because there's a moment where Boris gets an email and he's like, whoa. It's like, wah, wah. I've gotten like 6 emails while we're recording this and all of them are just ads for stuff. And I'm like, nah. I've gotten here, after Bond and Onatopp have a fight in the sauna, then sort of a knockdown, drag-out fight, Bond would have had to hold a gun on her long enough for both of them to get completely dressed and get in a car.
Yeah, how would have that worked?
I don't know.
How do you put on
at a certain point, you'd be after like, I've got to tie this tie. Can you hold the gun for a minute? Just hold it on yourself. It's fine. And look, my final note is, I wonder where the liquid nitrogen frozen Alan Cumming statue is currently being stored.
Because
at the end he gets frozen and then he's just...
I bet Alan Cumming has it.
You reckon he has it?
Definitely.
Right, we'll tweet him. We'll find out. I mean,
you'd ask for it, wouldn't you? I would.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they took that from Demolition Man? Bond is known for stealing things from other things.
Yes.
And I feel like they saw Demolition Man and went... What if that, but Alan Cumming?
Yes.
You know what I mean? The dream.
I bet Alan Cumming does have it in his south, the horny devil.
I love that guy. He's a great nightcrawler.
Yes,
and
great.
Other things. Hmm. Yeah. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. It's not an accident that we did this. You can actually sign up for Patreon and choose what we're going to do next. It's entirely up to you for some reason. I mean, for money, because we want the money.
That's entirely up to you. Absolutely, but please do.
Yeah.
We won't turn it down.
Yeah. Yeah, come back next week for
Tomorrow
The World
Never
Is
Dies.
Not Enough. Time another daytime. The one where he tries the newspapers.
He takes over the world with newspapers. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Terrific. And again, if you want to see us play the video game, 50,000 likes. But again, you don't have to because I don't want to. So.
No, it's a bit markedly worse than GoldenEye by all accounts. And I don't like GoldenEye. So,
All right, guys. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Grab that. No, you say that. Can I say it?
Yeah, all right. Special occasion.
Wait, what am I doing?
Grab that jam, everybody. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.